The unfortunate reality is that most people have and will continue to struggle with finances for the entirety of their lives. It will always be this factor that creates so much stress and unnecessary tension. But if you avoid some of these pitfalls and if you really clean up your act, what you'll find is that it's actually not that difficult to consistently stay wealthy and continue to get wealthier. So the science that I'm about to share with you that show you whether or not you're going to become and stay poor, make sure that you don't just identify and realize whether or not you're indulging any of them, but also use the actual fix and apply it into your life today. The first sign that you'll become and stay poor is that you're heavily motivated to purchase things as a result of some kind of discount or offer. You have to realize that when you're spending money, not saving it. And yes, of course, if you're gonna buy something anyway, you might be able to save some money on a sale. That's very different to being pulled towards buying things because there's that incentive. Remember that marketers and sellers all over the world use this as a strategy to manipulate your mind into feeling like you're missing out on something if you don't make that purchase. Now, once again, remember that, of course, if you're gonna buy something anyway and it's on your list, on your agenda, yeah, sure, grab a discount, that's great. But if you're buying this thing that you weren't originally planning for just because of a discount, that's where you really wanna stop yourself in those tracks. And the best way to overcome this is to always have a clear list about what you're spending your money on and to budget clearly, to know what your expenses are going to be in advance so that you're not caught off guard and overspending on things that you shouldn't. The second sign is trying to save your way to becoming wealthy. This is a really backwards type strategy where you try to squeeze an empty lemon, right? You've got almost nothing in there or nothing in there, and you're trying to make the very most of it. Instead, what you need to focus on is improving your high income skills, your value to the marketplace, actually becoming in demand and building momentum instead of, okay, let me try to scrape together what little I can out of the little that I have. There is not a lack of people with problems who will pay you greatly to solve them. However, there is a great lack of people who are resourceful and strategic and clever about how they position themselves so that they can serve and really help people with those problems. Just think about the skills that you have and the things that you are talented at that maybe someone else would be willing to offer a lot more money for so that you can increase how much you're making instead of trying to save more out of the little bit you have. Now, at the same time, make sure that you don't fall into the trap of increasing and improving your lifestyle because you're making more, because then you just fall right back into the same trap. The best way to build financial freedom and independence is to actually make so much more than what you live off of so that what you save and what you put away is so significant that it can pay you interest, which equals the amount you need to survive. What happens then is you don't have to work for money. And when you don't have to work for money, you do work that you enjoy. You pick something that you're passionate about. You don't worry as much. You're not stressed, which then ends up making you more money most of the time for most people. And then as a result, your wealth grows even greater. But you see, this is all in your mind. And if you think that you are limited because you didn't get the right education, I'll tell you this, most people that I work with who are multimillionaires didn't even finish college, and some of them even high school. So please don't blame it on circumstances or the environment around you. If you're not creating the level of income that you feel is really what you want and what you desire, then you've got to work on this part of you that feels like you're not good enough, you're not ready, you're not qualified, whatever it might be, because if that continues to run the show, you'll continue to experience the same lack. And this frustration drives you into making really, really bad decisions. And what winds up happening is that you stay stuck in the financial position of really just being poor. Now, before I share the next sign and how to overcome it, I just want to let you know that if you want to improve your finances, really get to a level of wealth where you're completely independent and free, and you want me to walk you through a game plan and a step-by-step on how to do it, then hop over to eraphael.com, and over there you can book a one-on-one consultation with me where we'll sit down, we'll talk, and see how I can help you grow in every area of your life, not just wealth. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, just jump over to eraphael.com. The link is in the description, and I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. Now, this next sign is actually something that most people are very, very afraid of, and it's leverage. Debt, borrowing money to make more money, or leveraging your money to make more money in any way, is going to speed up your financial journey by a landslide. I mean, this is really where you go from slowly grinding to save up some cash, and then maybe you can do some investing, to, oh wow, there's this massive snowball that just keeps rolling downhill at a rapid pace. I can't even catch up. I can't make as much money by working as I can from my investment portfolio, because it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's making so much more than even if I was working 40, 50, 60 hours a week at a really, really high salary and income, and maybe even from running a really successful business. You'll commonly see this with wealthy people borrowing money, getting investors for their projects, and it's just kind of normal to them. They're not afraid of it, but to the average person, it's so intimidating, right? Oh, I've got to borrow capital. What if I mess up? What if I do something wrong and I lose all that money? Well, make sure you don't. Get it together, right? Get your game plan and your actual strategy in order so that there's very little risk, so that you know what you're doing. Of course, you have to educate yourself. You need mentorship. You need support. You have to be well-read too. You can't just jump in and hope for the best. But if you never learn and if you never study, then you never have a chance at all. And then you'll always be playing the same old game with the same old problem, having the same old experiences, financially being stressed. Is that better? That's more work than learning this stuff. It's easier to learn how to leverage. It's easier to learn how to get wealthy than it is to stay poor. It's harder to stay poor because you keep being miserable, you keep staying stuck and keeping yourself in this mud. It's self-created and self-inflicted if it lasts for a long time. Sure, sometimes life happens and unexpected things hit you in the face. What can you do, right? That's just the nature of things. But there's this other side, which is, what is under your control? What is under your influence? And it's a lot more than what you think. Most of the time, we want to brush things off and say, there's less that's under my influence, under my control, because it feels better. It's a way to cope. But if you want financial growth, like explosive financial growth, it's all about taking full responsibility. It's about deciding that, hey, I'm going to reach this level. I'm ready. I deserve it. I'm moving forward now. I'll learn what I need to learn. I'll have the right people around me, and I'm moving towards my goals. Nothing can stop me. That's the mentality I want you to install, and I know it will change your finances, the quality of your life, and your wealth game forever. So I hope this landed. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I'll catch you on the next one.